Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I believe kicking off very soon on the WWE Network is the pre-show for the TLC pay-per-view. Coming up tonight, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern on the WWE Network. TLC means the main event is a tables, ladders, and chairs match. And elsewhere on the show, we have got a tables match, a ladder match, and a chairs match. Obviously, I don't want to think about this too much because it'll make your head spin, but a tables match, a ladder match, and a chairs match, all of them are no DQ matches. So theoretically, every single one of those matches could be a TLC match. We got Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss in a tables match. We have The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler in a ladder match. We have AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose in a TLC match. Titles on the line in all three of those matches. And in the dreaded chairs match, which is not musical chairs, you're allowed to use chairs on your opponent, it is Kalisto versus Baron Corbin. We'll talk about all of those matches, plus Nikki Bella versus Carmella in a no DQ match, and Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Wyatts for the tag team championships as we get going on the show today. A lot of money has come in when it comes to odds. We could talk about that here on the program today. Some would say that this is a spoiler alert, but nothing is official until the show ends, because they can change finishes before the show, during the show, and until the match actually ends. And of course, all it means when someone is listed as a winner is that they win, not necessarily that they win a title. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi and more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Everyone is concerned about air pollution, but sometimes we overlook a source we can easily control. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about reducing the impact of your wood-burning fireplace on the environment right after this.
The kitchen is often the center of entertainment in the home, but it's also one of the main sources of pollutants. That's why it's important to ventilate your kitchen properly. Make sure to use your kitchen range hood every time you cook and to keep the hood on for at least 10 minutes after you've finished cooking. Many Brone range hoods feature an automatic delay timer, which can help you accomplish your ventilation hands-free. You can learn even more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
A wood-burning fireplace is a great addition to a home and can be a good source of supplemental heat, but it will emit more pollutants into the air if the fire isn't built properly. To minimize wood smoke pollution from a fireplace or wood stove, here's a few tricks you can try. Try manufactured logs. They burn cleaner than wood logs and tend to last longer, even if they don't have quite as much charm. If you do use wood, burn only dry, seasoned wood. Start a small fire using softwoods and add larger hardwood logs after the fire gets going. Don't burn garbage, glossy paper, or wood that's been painted or chemically treated. Remember, excessive smoke is a sign that your fire wasn't lit properly or is not burning correctly. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call here today, the toll-free line, toll-free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. TLC is tonight, the WWE TLC pay-per-view. It's December, that means we got two WWE pay-per-views this month. TLC as well as the Roadblock End of the Line show coming up in a couple of weeks from the Raw show. Here's the deal with these odds. So, it appears money has come in already.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what that means. Could mean they decided they were going to finalize the show last night. But knowing how Vince McMahon operates, how do you finalize a show on Saturday? He wakes up the next day and there's more he can do.
Yeah.
But these are the Saturday night odds. And money did come in. So as of last night, here's some of the ideas about where they appear to be going. The TLC match with Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles. AJ Styles, a massive favorite. Now, granted, TLC, tables match, ladder match, the no DQ match, obviously, and the chairs match. I mean, really, the winner is going to be the winner. You know what I mean?
Yep.
No, you don't know what I mean.
I have no clue.
Okay, Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Wyatt family.
Uh-huh.
If Heath Slater and Rhino are listed as the winners in the odds, all that means is they got their hands raised.
Yes, it doesn't necessarily mean a title change. Right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The Wyatt family, same thing. The Wyatt family could win via DQ, but they wouldn't get the titles. However, all of those other matches, these are all no DQ matches. And so if these odds are correct, there are title changes coming, but not in the TLC match. I would not be surprised one bit tonight if there was a big angle at the end of the TLC match. Let's just put it that way. As far as the Alexa Bliss match, she is a heavy favorite, which would mean a championship change there. -1140. It is a tables match, so there will not be disqualifications. Tables match is a good way to beat a babyface without having to pin them. And you know what? I'm a big fan of Alexa Bliss. I think that Alexa Bliss would be a perfectly fine women's champion for Becky Lynch to chase for a couple of months. So I do think that there should be a title change there. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dean Ambrose should beat AJ Styles. I would not put in my vote for that if I had the opportunity.
And apparently they aren't either, with the odds being -2750.
The last time I saw Dean Ambrose as champion, he fell off a cliff. So let's keep him out of the championship picture.
Now, just tonight, awful ladder.
We have The Miz, who is a favorite, versus Dolph Ziggler. -825.
Big in.
In what is supposed to be their final match ever for the time being.
End of the line.
It is. This should be Roadblock, the end of the line. Nikki Bella is a favorite versus Carmella, but those odds are very close, so it could go either way. Mm. Kalisto versus Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin is the favorite.
Quadrupling
due to his
up.
Size.
Uh-huh.
And the Wyatt family are favorites against Rhino and Heath Slater, who, quite frankly, listen, I love Heath Slater and Rhino, especially Rhino. I loved the storyline that put the titles on them, but the reality is, it was a great storyline for babyfaces chasing the titles and getting the victory. But I could not possibly care less as them as the actual champions, which happens sometimes in this business. So I think that Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton are going to win the tag team titles and probably feud with American Alpha, and they should drop them to American Alpha. But given how they booked American Alpha, anything is possible in that storyline as well. So that's the pay-per-view tonight, everybody. 2 hours, 45 minutes, not a four-hour show. Get in there, watch it, and you can let us know what you think tomorrow.
And thing is, everything you just said there, I don't know, the smart money I guess may have come in because they made up their minds. And looking at how things are, this is exactly what should happen with everything on this show. Every favorite that's on there that is a favorite should win, whether that be the Wyatt family over Rhino and Slater for the reasons that you mentioned, whether it be Alexa Bliss over Becky Lynch, AJ Styles over Dean. It all makes sense. Not one little bit of it doesn't. Now, I guess, again, Nikki and Carmella being the only thing, but it's such a undercard feud anyway. It doesn't really matter either way how that one goes, but I guess the Miz and Dolph Ziggler, if you wanted to have a dark horse underdog in a title match, I guess that might be the one. But still, even then, what is the point of Dolph Ziggler getting that title back? What does that do for anybody?
Well, Mike, my answer would be that what difference does it make in terms of why does Sasha Banks need to get the title back from Charlotte? She didn't. That feud should have been over. But they decided that they're going to put the belt back on her, and they're just going to keep going. So if Dolph Ziggler wins the title, it's really the exact same thing. This feud should have been over with their last match, but it's just continuing on. And they could very easily have Ziggler win it. But, of course, there is a stipulation that they will never wrestle again. So I do expect The Miz to retain in
now,
the latter
here's
match.
This is great, too. Since you've already had Maryse beat Dolph Ziggler a million times, do you have The Miz actually do something to beat Dolph Ziggler, or does Dolph beat himself, or does Maryse beat Dolph again?
Probably all three somehow.
It would probably happen.
Maryse does a distraction, Miz tosses over the ladder, Ziggler gets caught in the ropes, everybody has screwed Ziggler. All three of them. Let's go to the phones, you're on the air, what's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes.
I have a question about the Hall of Fame that you do.
That I do?
The writers that vote and the wrestlers that vote, who's more likely to put the Ultimate Warrior in? Because I know he gets about 20% of the votes. I always wondered who voted for him.
Well,
if you got the newsletter, you would know that because it's listed right in there amongst how
well,
it breaks
me,
down.
Which category voted most for the Ultimate Warrior? Was it the young wrestlers? That'd be my guess.
I'm looking right now for you. Let's see here.
I honestly don't know who would have voted for the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, I didn't realize you broke it down to who was actually voting. That's pretty cool that you do that.
Yeah, that's why you should subscribe, Ryan. There's 35 to 40,000 words every week in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. You wouldn't have to get your news off Twitter.
You know what's amazing here is...
Mike can't find it.
Not one group, actually.
Wow, he was not in the top 10 of any single group there, Ryan. What does that tell you?
Top 30. Top 30.
Or top 30.
Read the Wrestling Observer.
Yes.
That means virtually nobody voted for the poor guy. That's why he got 20%.
Yeah, reporters, historians, active wrestlers, and former wrestlers are how the four categories are broken down. And you'll find lots of Ultimo Guerrero going through there, but not much Ultimate Warrior who... I guess his percentage did go up this year. I mean, he did get 19% of the vote, which is up from last year. But, yeah, he's got a long way to go.
You know, when I was a youngster, my favorite wrestler was the Ultimate Warrior.
It was?
I have been accused very recently of hating modern wrestling, which is mind-blowing to me.
Isn't it, old man?
Listen, there is a lot of stuff that was better back in the day, but there's also a lot of stuff that's a lot better today.
True.
And I'll tell you one thing that wasn't better back in the day, and that's the Ultimate Warrior. I loved him when I was a little kid, but I'm not sitting here with blinders on. The Ultimate Warrior was a huge star for like 4 years. And then he was a name, but he vanished for a long time. He came back and had a run in WWF that was very short. Then he had a run in WCW, which was very short and horrible. I mean, in what way is this guy a Hall of Famer?
No, whereas the flip side, a guy who actually aged like fine wine was his former tag team partner, Sting, who a lot of people will throw shade on that. But as far as public perception of him, as far as good feelings, as far as people, find someone to say bad words about Sting. You're not going to find it where everything kind of broke right for Sting to end up being inducted this year. The things seem to be going south for the Ultimate Warrior, even though after he passed away, he did get a little bit more interest as he had already fallen off the ballot one time before.
Listen, whether you think that Sting was a draw or whatever. And by the way, for some reason, I gave a big speech about Sting the other day, and it was interpreted as me thinking that Sting shouldn't go in. I didn't say that at all. I said, there are a lot of reasons that you could argue him going in or not going in, and I wasn't going to get furious one way or the other. But as I noted, Sting was a big star in wrestling for 28 years. Granted, a lot of that was in TNA, but he was a giant star from 1988 through 2016. Warrior was a star for 4 years. They're not even in the same stratosphere as far as whether they should be in the Hall of Fame or not. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It's a spoiler. It's not really a spoiler. It's about this week's NXT. If you just listen, everybody.
To hell with it.
Shinsuke Nakamura is the new champion.
Thank you.
It ain't a spoiler. It was on the front page of WWE.com. But you will get to see the entire match on the show this coming Wednesday. Because, you see, they didn't tape the show. They taped content for the WWE Network. That was how it was described on the show last week. And it is a news event that occurred that WWE has publicized on all of their social media. So I do not want anyone yelling at me that this one was a spoiler, because it is not. But he beat Joe, and I heard the match was not that great. I don't know what happened. They didn't sell out in Japan. Didn't have a great match. It's weird.
Yeah, we'll have to see, and I guess we'll see, depending on what they what type of content of the match they actually show. But there's high expectations for those two guys in Japan, and Nakamura is, as you and Dave talk about a lot, he knows how to work WWE style, and he knows how not to give away too much. And I don't know, we'll have to wait and see, but maybe that there was an expectation that these two guys might kick it up a notch because they were in Japan and they didn't, and it was just their regular thing. We'll have to see. You know, jet lag, who knows what it could have been. But I still bet that their halfway decent, all right match is still better than 90% of anybody else's out there.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Oh, hey, this is Paul in Barbersville. How are you guys doing?
Yes, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
All right. Well, I just thought, I realized this is the TLC show, but I thought I'd give you a little Chikara update. Yes. Last night they had their two-part season finale in Chicago. The first show ended with the first mask versus mask match in 11 years in Chikara. And
how have they not had a mask match in 11 years?
Well, they've had a mask versus hair, but this is the first mask versus mask match since, I want to say, Gran Akuma and Mr. Zero. So that's really going back. Frightmare unmasked Demosis. And in the second show, Dasher Hatfield's team of Technicos defeated Hollow Wicked and the Hexmen in the Tornado Signetico. It went 70 minutes. And this is sort of a bittersweet thing because there were two farewells on this show. Soldier Ant announced his retirement, and Drew Gulak, who, of course, is on Raw now, he made his farewell, and he wrestled a going-away match with Mike Quackenbush, who, as you know, is retired. And, you know, this is a very transitional year for Chikara. Of course, you know, Gulak's on Raw, Eddie Kingston is on Impact now, and I understand Princess Kimberly was at the last set of NXT taping, so she may be moving on to bigger and better things soon.
Well, we can't say bigger and better things necessarily. I mean, Eddie Kingston's gone to TNA.
Well.
Okay, here's a serious question. Okay. Who's Amasis, then, if he got unmasked? Isn't that important detail?
Well, he's still Amasis. He looks a bit like Weird Swan without the mask, but not sure if they've given him a new name. Now, he did, for a little while, when he was teaming with the Colony, don the identity of Pharaoh Ant. So maybe with Soldier Ant retiring, he may be joining them full-time soon.
And why is Soldier Ant retiring?
Well, I mean, he's been with the company for many years now. In storyline, he suffered a brutal injury when Frightmare ripped off his last antenna. And, you know, ants need those to smell and keep balance.
They do.
Well, what's he going to do now if he can't smell or be balanced? It's going to be a rough retirement.
I don't know.
I hope he's got a pension.
I hope so. I hope so.
Now, Paul, where do we stand right now with trademark Chuck Taylor, who looks a lot like Stokely Hathaway? I know they're completely different people, but where do we stand right now with that?
Well, it turns out the original Chuck Taylor has somehow been, he's now calling himself Dustin, and he's now contractually obliged to tag team with the all-new Chuck Taylor, and they are now the Fighting Taylor Boys.
Aye.
And they defeated Team NRG this weekend.
Wow. All right, well, listen, Paul, I want to thank you very much for the call. Chikaratopia, everybody, is the place to go for more of this excitement.
There was a lot of stuff this weekend.
There's stuff every weekend. I can't keep track of all this stuff.
Ring of Honor.
I don't know
UFC
what's going on.
And...
I didn't know Amasis looked like Rich Swann. That's news to me.
See, this is why
what
you
the heck's
happy
going
Paul
on?
Calls in. Craziness. Ants, whatnot.
Let's just say.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say.
Yes.
Let's just imagine for a moment that Amasis was Rich Swann. You think WWE would have known?
Is this like, I don't know. You know, I went my whole life, I never knew who Uvalde Slim or the Midnight Rider was. Never knew. I know what's been rumored, but I never saw that proven to be true.
To the phone, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
No, but try anyway.
Hold on. How about this? Is this better?
That's much better.
Much better.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
You know what I love? Okay. I love when somebody calls in and the connection is bad, and then they go, well, how's this? And then it suddenly gets better. It's like, why didn't you call in what you know is going to work?
Well, because I was driving, and so I had it on the Bluetooth, but then I pulled over when I heard the radio.
Excellent.
On my
safety
phone.
First.
Anyway,
good.
Safety first, yes, go ahead.
Okay. So on NXT, I noticed that they really made a point to say that Asuka had no competition left, and then in her little backstage promo interview, she didn't have the belt on her. It was on a stool, and she walked away saying there was no competition, and then they focused in on the belt. Am I reading into things, or is she moving on? I know she was planning to be there for a while.
Hold on a second. Did I just totally not even see that?
Well, you didn't mention it on the show.
It must have been way too subtle for me.
It was pretty quick, and I know you zone out when you start to hear the backstage interviewers, so...
I was probably furiously typing at how much Dasha came across like a robot. In fact, I know exactly what I wrote about that segment, so I'm sure that's what was happening.
Yeah,
well,
you mentioned
listen,
you didn't mention it.
So on that show, they made it very clear, and I remember this vividly... that they were going to be going to Japan where they would be filming content for the WWE Network. You recall this?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we know that that took place after the interview with Asuka. And on that show in Japan, Asuka faced Nia Jax. And so it's possible that it's not that she's vacating the title or leaving or anything of that nature, but rather that she needs to continue looking outside of the promotion for opponents, whether they be women on the main roster or women they bring in from the outside, like Mickey James.
It
could be something like that. We'll know more very soon because I got tapings coming up.
Okay.
But hey.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. You ever notice that? Someone will call and they'll go, and you'll say, oh, I can't hear you. And they'll go, hey, is that better? Yeah, that is better. So everybody, let's do that the first time.
I don't know. See, for me, the thing that always would get me, and it's Tony Kornheiser's show would do this, it's the how you doing, which I'm glad that people are interested and it's cool and everything, but we kind of like laid it out. We already know how we're doing.
I'm
so
cool with how's
asks,
it doing. Because you know what? My mood goes up and down throughout the show.
Well, that's true.
Sometimes.
You get a bad run of callers, and yeah, you need somebody to say, hey, Brian, how you doing?
This guy here. He's
but they know how you're doing if you had a bad run of callers, though, Brian.
No, sometimes I enjoy them. Caller, you're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
All right. Look, yesterday I was watching ROH, and this coming week it's going to be an all-women show. It's going to be a Women of Honor show.
Holy smokes. I better not watch
it. It's going to have Jessica Havoc against Mandy Leone. It's going to have Candice LeRae and Deonna Purrazzo. And in the main event, Kelly Klein puts her undefeated record up against ODB.
Wow. It's a stacked show.
Card to me.
In more ways than one.
Stop it.
Hey, listen. Listen. That's ODB's gimmick. That's her catchphrase. She grabs her breasts and she goes, boom, or whatever she does. So it is a stacked show.
It is, I guess.
I'm playing off her gimmick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Talking about the TLC tonight, I noticed on Tuesday's show, you know, when Alexa and Becky got into it at the contract signing, you noticed that she put her through a table.
Yes.
I think that was kind of a hint of what was going to come tonight. I'm totally in agreement with you. I'm totally in agreement with you on Brian, that she should take the title from Becky.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call. We'll see what happens tonight, and we'll see what happens after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
iHeartRadio. An app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I want to address a tweet. Kristen here sent a Instagram photo of Carmella's face all messed up, and she writes, "So that Carmella-Nikki brawl you said looked weak on SmackDown?" It was weak. It was a weak brawl. Becky Lynch brawl with Alexa was a great brawl.
Yes, it was.
But the Nikki Carmella brawl was weak. And in fact, the fact that Nikki potatoed Carmella actually makes it look even worse.
It does.
Because I will tell you, as a former wrestler, There's nothing worse than when someone hits you as hard as they can and it looks fake. That's the worst. At least they can hit you and it looks good. Preferably, they don't hit you and it looks good. That's the ideal.
Uh-huh.
The ideal is when the fans gasp and they think that you've been killed, but in fact, the other guy never touched you, or a girl. What's worse is when you have a terrible, weak-looking brawl, and you also potato somebody in the face and bust up their eyes and everything. That is the worst.
Sloppy.
Got some text messages here. If you want to give us a call here today, the phone number, it is toll-free. 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Want to send out a quick plug, by the way, because Christmas time is coming, and a great gift is the Death of WCW audiobook. It is available on Amazon.com, iTunes, and Audible.com. And while I do not have one yet, I was sent a photograph yesterday from Artie Reynolds, who has in fact gotten a copy of the CD of the Death of WCW audiobook, where it says, performed by Brian Alvarez. Not narrated, performed.
Now, let me ask you a question here. Does this put you in line for any sort of spoken word Grammy Award or something like
How
that?
How should I know?
Can you get some sort of deal out of it that way? I mean, was your performance that great? And will there be an 8-track?
Well, of course my performance was that great.
Okay.
I wish it was an 8-track.
LP of it?
This person here says, NXT attendance has dropped. I would love for it to be on vinyl. NXT attendance has dropped since Nakamura has been champ. Apparently he did not increase attendance in Japan. Truth is, the niche fans adore him. Everyone outside of the niche fans are less than intrigued.
What in the world kind of statement is that? Aren't there ebbs and flows in wrestling? Like, Shinsuke Nakamura is responsible for the dip of NXT? I mean, come on. You think that's a little bit dramatic? I mean, like, is this the old territory days? Did Shinsuke come in and the houses are dropped and now he's not going to get his percentage? I mean, I think that's a little much, isn't it?
I'm not even sure if NXT attendance has dropped all that much. I'd have to check. As far as I know, it's always been low.
And what would he have to do to affect anything over in Japan? I mean, that's kind of the thing at this point, even over there.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes, but hold on now. They remember when they went over there and all of the fans knew all of the chants, all of that sort of stuff? Much like here, WWE's kind of got this thing now where the people that are going to go to the show are going to go to the show. I mean, that's it and that's all. I don't think you should be able to hang attendance on Asuka and Nakamura for going over there and not selling out or something like that. I think that's a little much. Now, if they went over and bombed.
Hold on.
If they went over and bombed, that would be one thing. They almost sold the place out. What did Dave say? It's 500 short? That's not that big of a deal, I don't think.
Listen. Yes, a lot of Japanese wrestling fans watch WWE and the WWE Network. But there are also many that don't. And so if the company is going over there, but they're also bringing former New Japan star Shinsuke Nakamura, who is defending the title, then that should mean something. This would be like if John Cena left WWE and he went to New Japan. And New Japan, which you can see in the U.S. if you're a fan of New Japan World or if you watch New Japan on Access, if they came and ran a show here in this country, they would attract all of those New Japan fans. But one would argue that if John Cena were on the card, he would attract American wrestling fans who remember John Cena that never watched New Japan.
Okay, but
Nakamura didn't do that.
By your logic, though, so if they would have went over there and drawn 1,000 people, then, I mean, so does Nakamura and Asuka get credit for, or Nakamura get credit for all of the rest of the people that were there? I mean, since we're dealing with these hypotheticals, I think 500 short, if that's what it was, I don't know if that's that big of a deal. I guess, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal, though.
To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Daryl from Yonkers, New York.
Yes, Daryl.
I called to tell you that you are partially, mostly right about Pentagon versus Black Lotus Triad.
I'm partially,
I showed
mostly.
That match, mostly right about that match, because I showed that match to my cousin who does not watch wrestling or anything violent of the sort, and she echoed everything that you have said on the air almost word for word. And you're right in that this will not bring in any new viewers to that show by doing what they did. However, I don't feel the same way, because it's not like Pentagon is beating up helpless women who can't fight back. It was him versus arguably the three best wrestlers in the world. So even on a show where there's zombies and dragons and time travelers, my suspension of disbelief is already low, so it's kind of easy to accept this, what I saw.
May I jump in for a moment?
Go ahead.
Your argument that you just made right there is awesome for you, but you're looking at it from, like, a super hardcore perspective, in the sense that, yes, those were, at least two of the three, were among the best women's wrestlers in the whole world, if you're a hardcore fan and you know about Stardom. But if you're a Lucha Underground viewer, they're three girls that Black Lotus brought in. They were never pushed as these are the three best women's athletes in the whole world. They're a weird triad that's been around for 1,000 years. That's literally all we know about them.
Could there be a way that by watching them, you could have thought, hey, these girls are really, really good? Like,
yeah, I thought Io Shirai was really, really, really good. But I also didn't need to see Pentagon just beating the absolute living hell out of her while people are chanting about how awesome it is. I mean, that's one of the biggest problems with this whole thing. I mean, give me a break. I mean, maybe they really were. I like to give them the benefit of the doubt. But the claim that, you know, we wanted Pentagon to be booed. It's like, he was in a gauntlet match against four women. A totally unfair scenario. To a guy who's never been booed, to the best of my knowledge. He's the biggest babyface on the whole roster. And he's supposed to come off as a bad guy beating up these women. They even tried in commentary to tell me with a straight face that the fans were heckling Pentagon by chanting his catchphrase at the top of their lungs and wildly cheering about how awesome he was. I was like, give me a break. You could not honestly have gone into this as the person or the people responsible for this show thinking that in any way in this scenario, Pentagon was going to come off as a bad guy for beating these women. He came off as a god for beating all these women and breaking their arms.
You're absolutely right. The booking is stupid. Match Striker is stupid. I usually tune in out. And you're absolutely right. But I don't know.
To defend his opinion a little bit.
No, absolutely good.
I would love to see those three women on Lucha Underground every single week having great matches. This was one of my problems with the whole scenario. Why were they brought in to do a handicap scenario with Pentagon that was booked as ass backwards as you possibly could? Like, I mean, have they not ever had great matches with each other? Like, couldn't they have come in and wrestled each other in some sort of scenario? They had to be the Black Lotus triad. They had to go in there to wrestle Pentagon. There was no way. I mean, there's a million luchadors that got brought in that have lucha matches with each other. Why couldn't the Stardom girls be brought in and have great matches with each other that we know they can have? They were totally wasted in the scenario.
You're absolutely right. I guess I'm just being an optimist and seeing two out of three really great wrestlers against Pentagon, one of the hottest guys probably in the world right now.
Well, you're right. We did see that. And there were aspects of it. I want to thank you very much for the call. Listen, there were aspects of it that I enjoyed. I thought that there were moments in the second and the third match where it was at least made to be believable that these women could hang with Pentagon. But to me, there are ways to do an intergender match that is not going to turn off a large portion of your fan base. I mean, if a girl weighs 100 pounds and a guy weighs 210 pounds, then she shouldn't just kick him and he sells and falls down. I mean, is it that hard for her to do a Hurricane Rana and send him headfirst into the post and then he's selling? I mean, it took me no seconds to think about that. There's 1,000 ways for a small person in a fake professional wrestling match to believably allow you, the viewer, to think, hey, they really put one over on that guy. But when a 90-pound woman kicks a 210-pound guy in the leg, and he falls down selling, and it's just like, I don't buy it, not for 1 second.
What about when the midgets do it?
It's preposterous. Yeah. Does anybody here want to come on this show and with a straight face tell me, Brian, I cannot believe that you denigrated the Stardom versus Pentagon match, but you were such a huge fan of Masquerita Sagrada versus Dr. Wagner? Well, you can't call here and say that because I thought that was arguably as bad, or maybe, with the exception of the violent beating, even worse. That was... I was the one guy, apparently. Apparently I was the one guy that did not like that match or this feud or whatever.
I didn't
like it. I thought it was preposterous.
Yeah.
Listen, forget the Stardom girls. Masquerita Sagrada is unbelievable. And the best you can come up with is goofy comedy where he gets absolutely destroyed by men who weigh 280 pounds. That's the best you can come up with for that guy. The best you can come up with for Dr. Wagner Jr. is a comedy feud with a guy whose gimmick is that he has a phone line you can call and a mini. That's the best you can come up with.
They can do better.
You're right. And I don't hate Lucha Underground. I like Lucha Underground. That's why I get so mad. I gave up on TNA a while ago. I don't even watch the show anymore. Because
really?
I stopped caring. Would you rather I stopped caring about Lucha Underground? I like Lucha Underground. And I think there's a lot of potential in Lucha Underground. And I'm very upset with the way that Lucha Underground is going. I'm a real fan. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We have three more shows coming up today for subscribers. After Dark Radio coming up, 9 Pacific and midnight Eastern on the Dark Matter Digital Network. The download is already available for subscribers. There will be two post-TLC pay-per-view recap shows. Due to a scheduling conflict, it will be myself and Filthy Tom Lawler tonight instead of Vinny. And then later, Dave and I will be up talking the TLC pay-per-view as well as all of the news. All of that available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike and I are here live and free Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, of course, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays free at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. You can check us out on SportsByline.com. All of our affiliates, TuneIn Radio, searching Sports Byline USA, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc. Check out Sports Byline USA. You can listen to all of the Sports Byline programming through the TuneIn Radio app. So make sure you check that out. And we'll be back tomorrow with the post-TLC rundown here on the program. Results of all of the matches. And of course, for more, you can always head over to WrestlingObserver.com. Everything you need to know about the members-only area and this show, including the phone numbers, addresses, etc. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Sempervivi. And Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. So check it out, everybody. That's it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks, Mike. Callers and listeners, texters, tweeters, all the folks at Sports Byline USA. See you tomorrow. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.